Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. We've got me, Tom, and Lotus, and our patron friends joining us this week to create a menu of the most delicious and disgusting things that we could find in Tamriel. In order to, we're just going to explore. We're going to explore the different creatures, maybe even some plants. I'm not sure what's going to come up because it depends on what people offer. And we've got everybody here from Blinding Vision and Hercene and Ben of Temeria, AK Spartan, Professor Bayless, and Falcon with a Box On. And the Lord Professor here has done us some work to prep for this, has already created a list of at least a dozen things that we're going to start the conversation around, and then we're going to add some other things to that list. And what I'm looking specifically for here, friends, is the kinds of things that we think will be really delicious or absolutely disgusting. And then we're going to discuss if we agree about that or if we have some disagreements, and maybe even the best way to prepare them and some other ideas. So get your chef's hats on. I was going to say thinking caps, but chef's hats seems to make more sense. And Lotus, how's it going, man? Welcome back.
Ah, crap. Now I pulled it. I'm muted to start. I'm good. I'm actually kind of curious to see where this is going to go, because Elder Scrolls is this weird mix of totally normal things and that you can get out of like the cookbook, the Skyrim cookbook,
yes,
which we actually have. And years ago, my wife made a bunch of stuff for my birthday once out of it, like for a party. And It was just Fallout and Elder Scrolls themed food. So it totally made sense. And then there's a lot of things, especially in Elder Scrolls Online, that are like, that doesn't sound edible whatsoever. So
yeah.
Really curious where Professor's going to take us on this menu creation.
Yeah. So
I'd just like to say, I agree with you wholeheartedly on the book thing.
Yeah.
Last night alone, I just made like three or four things. I loved every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like one stinker in the whole book.
Yeah. It is really impressive.
That's awesome. So that's awesome. All right. So Lord Professor, I just love calling you Lord Professor. Oh, and Rob's here too. Rob the Princess jumping in. Hey, Rob.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Hey, no, it's good, man. We're just starting off. All right. So
fashionably late.
Professor Bayless is going to start us off with a good dozen or so options. We're going to discuss each of these in turn, and then we are going to open it up to the rest of everyone else. And if you have some ideas, feel free to share them. If you don't, that's fine too. So why don't you kick us off? Kick us off, Professor.
All right. Do we want to start with something normal or get weird right from the beginning?
Why don't you start with the most normal and then go from most normal to most weird? And we just keep all getting right. Stranger as it goes.
Sounds good. Slaughterfish.
Slaughterfish.
It's just a fish. It's kind of weird. Might be a little weird tasting fish, but I like seafood. I'm a New Englander. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that this one, you could do it a whole bunch of ways, but it might be, you know, kind of weird tasting as like a weird fish.
I bet there are people, especially in Skyrim, that catch slaughterfish and eat them. That sounds...
It's a consumable in the game.
Yeah, it's just a straight up consumable to his point.
Right.
And as another New Englander, I concur that it's all about fish. But from game to game, slaughterfish look real weird sometimes.
I was going to say. Yes, they do.
Their eyes got a lot of life to them. And it's very unnerving. I wouldn't want to eat them.
Yeah.
Do people eat piranhas?
Probably.
Sure. I mean, it's almost the same thing.
It's like a big piranha. Yeah. I would imagine like people who get hungry enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think this one's fine. What do you all think it tastes like? Let's open this up. What do you think it tastes like? I'm seeing in chat a cross between a catfish and a salmon.
I'm with them on that. I think it'll probably be closer to salmon, just considering the color of the meat when you actually see it in game.
Mm-hmm. And salmon are very strong fish because they swim upstream, and these things look strong and meaty, kind of like a salmon.
Well, and in game, you usually, at least in Skyrim, you find them in similar areas.
I don't know if it works with fish, but generally, if you eat predator animals, they don't taste very good. However, you eat the prey, those are the juicy ones. Those are the good ones. So I don't know if that like translates with fish the same. I don't eat fish much.
So to that point,
most fish eat smaller. Yeah.
Yeah. To that point. So what I was actually thinking was more that in the idea of what Rob is saying, but with a little different twist, I was figuring that they would probably have like a tinny taste to them because it seems like they just like dig into literally everything and blood has a metallic-y taste to it. And I'm kind of assuming that when your entire existence is designed around being a really annoying enemy in the water and you're biting everything, you're going to have some of that flavoring in your meat.
Mm.
I think I'm with Lotus on this one.
Okay. Also, if they're still in your stomach, you won't be able to go to sleep because there's still enemies nearby.
Not if they're cooked down. You also definitely need to cook the life out of these things because you know they have parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty fair. I bet they taste pretty similar to like a small shark. I don't know if anybody eats shark.
Yeah. I don't know how shark
tastes.
That's
what I was thinking was probably.
Yeah, I could see that. Your shark's a little fatty, but I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey,
weird now?
That's a good start one. Yeah, we'll go for what's the next one on the list.
All right. I hope your stomachs are prepared. Argonian.
Oh, yeah, I'll hold on a second.
I knew this was coming. Yep. I knew this was coming.
This is number two?
Oh, it gets weirder?
They're not in order. They're not in order. Okay. This is one of the worst ones.
Okay.
I'm just saying it outright. This is one of the bad ones.
Yeah,
I thought
we were gradually getting to the weirdest one, and you went option number two, cannibalism.
Cannibalism?
Oh, okay. That's.
I'm all for this one. This one.
Okay. Well,
I don't think it'll be good, but I want to know what it'll taste like.
Well, okay. They say.
Like alligator.
People who have had to eat people before have said it tastes kind of like chicken. I would imagine Argonian.
Every meat ever.
Right. But like, that's kind of the default. But like, this is one of those things that gets reinforced over and over again whenever they've had to talk to people in dire situations that just happen to have to eat their companions to survive. It's been documented many times that it's kind of got a chicken like flavor. I would imagine an Argonian is probably even more like chicken.
Because the alligator thing.
I've heard that like lizards and stuff kind of have a chicken-y taste. I feel like most things taste like chicken. Chicken just frog tastes legs. The most like chicken.
Yeah, I think it's just because chicken is a really bland meat.
Yeah,
it's
what
kind
they
of
mean
a,
to say is it's bland meat.
Yeah, I think that's yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if the hiss that works like A1 steak sauce.
I was gonna say, going on with Argonians, I want poached Argonian eggs with a hissed sap sauce. That's all I want prepared.
Okay, so this opens up the question: what does hissed sap taste like? Does it taste like A1?
Thing.
Do you? I mean, it comes out of a tree. Do you think it's got like a sweet flavor?
Probably
kind of
maple
like,
syrupy, you know?
Yeah, like maple or molasses or something like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking with like a tinge of bitterness because it's a swamp.
Yeah, I would imagine it's very bitter with like that extra.
I think a bitter sweetness.
That it carries.
Yeah.
Maybe bitter and
I knowing his sap, it's going to be like has some sort of hallucinogen in it.
Oh,
it
probably
tastes like chicken as well.
Oh. Even more so.
Oh. Yeah, it probably tastes kind of like mushrooms.
Do you think it tastes like mushrooms?
Oh, the magic kind, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Like if you were to like mince it all the way down into like a paste.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, do you guys want to go to one that's less awful to think about?
Sure. Yeah, let's move on from Argonian.
Well, this one is just the ultimate seafood lovers. I don't know how to pronounce their name. The dro, the dreg, whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
The crab people from Lig.
Right.
Yeah, I always pronounce it as dreg, but I think in ESO they are pronounced as dro.
No, they
say
the canon
pronunciation of chim is chim, and I don't like that. So
there are plenty of
dreg.
People in ESO that are wrong. So
that's what I was going to say.
Unreliable narrator. I'm calling it
exactly.
Dreg. I think they do think refer to it as both. Yeah.
I think this is our perfect our perfect cash cow for the restaurant because it's got crab on the top, calamari on the bottom.
Okay. All right. Do you think that those are the flavors? Did the rest of you agree? Let's hear what everyone else thinks. Crab / calamari.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna taste different than that, but it's gonna taste similar. Sure,
yeah, similar.
I feel like it's gonna taste a little tougher.
Yeah. similar, like,
yeah,
lobster versus crab, but like more in the opposite direction.
Everybody gets a complimentary chitin armor piece.
Yeah. So, I mean, just get some butter, you'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like butter. This is the sort of thing you get, you put in a big pot early in the morning and you let it cook until dinner time, like slow simmer, right? Like, so it loosens up all the meat.
Just put in a crock pot.
Yeah, like, this is like the perfect crock pot, like a giant crock pot meal. And then finally by dinner time, it's softened up enough that you can serve it.
I'm thinking like a ramen kind, maybe like tonkatsu. You take a while to like prep.
Oh, yeah. That's the, actually, you could probably make a mean broth out of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's
the butter, though.
Here's the next question. Do you kill them first, or do you put them in alive in the water?
Well, that's Jesus, the thing. You Tom. Probably can't. Well, no, he's got a point.
But we're talking depends if you want to have fun with it.
Oh, no.
These things are big and angry. I don't think you're going to have a chance of putting it in alive.
Depends how big the...
I'm pretty sure everyone on this call is going to be put on a list at the end of this.
If Dunmer can't and docile Siltstriders, they would probably not care about...
Oh, I should have pushed Siltstrider on the list!
Oh, I bet that tastes like shrimp.
Oh, no, they're endangered. I can't
probably like shrimp.
Do it.
Shrimp.
Yeah. So, about the butter, though, do you think you could make, like, mammoth butter?
Mammoth is on the list.
Like, absolutely.
Like they have the mammoth cheeses.
Right.
And
No, if you can get milk out of a thing, then you can make butter. You can make
butter.
I mean, you can make yogurt. You can make cheeses. You can make all sorts of anything that's milk based. Sure.
There's
ice cream.
There's a will. There's you can a have milk.
Mammoth ice cream. Mammoth
ice cream.
Oh.
Mm.
That's
probably a delicacy in Skyrim.
All right, so
any of the zones just under it.
I feel like we're moving on from the dreg. Let's talk about mammoth. Let's talk about mammoth milk. Let's start there. Where what kind of milk is mammoth milk most similar to?
I'm gonna assume it's probably blue milk. Like
Star Wars blue milk. Yeah.
Didn't they actually make that for a little while?
Think so.
Yes,
yeah.
They did.
Yeah, it was like sort of vanilla
edge, and they also True Moo made it.
Yeah, my buddy had that. I thought it was disgusting when I tried it.
My little sister got sick from the blue milk.
Who would have thought?
Oh, I bet that's
still blue coming back out. Well, this is the first item that I'm actually on board with.
Mammoth milk?
Yeah, mammoth milk. That sounds.
I think mammoth in general could be good.
Okay, so does it taste like cow milk, or is it more like goat milk, or is it more
probably somewhere in between?
I don't know if it tastes, it doesn't taste like cow milk. I don't know if it does taste like goat milk because I don't really, but it's going to taste like other milk.
You know? Let's go to Google. Let's see what elephant.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It's kind of like elephant milk, whatever that tastes like. Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. Do you
elephant.
Now, is the cheese you make out of it, is it like hard cheese or soft cheese? Like, how does that work?
I mean, in game, it always looks pretty soft and has that mushy sound.
Elephant milk is apparently very different from other mammalian milk.
Oh, okay.
So apparently, it has some interesting characteristics like a extremely high count of lactose.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm assuming
it probably needs to be like a very high calorie count.
It's also has a very high content of saturated acid, so that's
it's probably got like a little bit of a bite to it.
It's probably gonna be extra fatty milk.
That would probably make a really good cheese, though.
That's why they farm the cheese and they don't farm the milk, because it's like, we need to go straight to cheese for this to work.
Cheese has some of a bite, smoke it.
Ooh,
smoky
sour cream would probably not be bad either. It's always near a campfire.
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine pulling all that lactose out and then making vodka out of it. Some mammoth vodka.
Not done specifically with mammoth, but going back to the goat thing, in Reachman culture, that is a thing that's done. When they don't have access to apples, they make alcohol out of fermented goat's milk, and nobody even pretends to like it.
It's just bad. They just only drink it for the results.
They're drunk and then they're done.
Right. I have had milk-based like mixed drinks, and those can actually be pretty good, but alcohol made from milk? That sounds like the worst thing possible. No.
You guys want to move on from mammoth?
Oh, hold on, because we still have the meat of the mammoth.
Oh, you're right, the meat.
Yeah,
right?
We haven't eaten the mammoth yet. Right. We just drank its milk.
Mammoth meat is next on our menu, and I'm sure giants love it, but they're giants.
Well, going by what we were saying earlier, that prey animals usually taste better, I'm going to assume that these things are probably pretty good.
Yeah.
But when you eat its snout.
I feel like mammoths wouldn't necessarily like it. It's like when you have to put your favorite horse down and you still eat it anyways to not waste the meat.
I hate when
that's
I have to do that.
The giants are like when they have to eat their own mammoths.
I haven't actually encountered that experience yet in life, Rob. But
they shed a big tear while they're
like
eating.
When the daughter's crying because the father's putting down a pig to make pork. Mm-hmm.
The morning flavor.
It's not just like an animal. It's an animal that you love.
Yeah, never name the.
Like, this doesn't feel good. I'm going to eat them, but it doesn't feel good.
I'm thinking that the giants probably don't eat mammoth now.
We've all been there, though.
No, they do. They can honestly do, but it's a very sorrowful experience.
Oh,
yeah. They probably do. They got enough mammoth bones around like that. Oh, yeah. They must be eating them. I would assume that would make sense.
Well, it's they have very good, close though. Bonds to their mammoths, and so it's very sad when they do. But they will eat them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think if it had taste like what's the closest thing to an elephant?
Depression.
Have you had like buffalo? No,
if you love the mammoth.
I feel like
I've had yak. It's very good. I'm thinking that since it's a big furry thing, it's not a two-toed ungulate, but it's a, you know, it's got horns and it's a big furry thing. And you find it in
what
the
did
door.
Yak taste like?
It's like, it's hard to describe. It's like a cleaner beef, you know?
We're okay.
Like, I don't know how to describe it very well. It's just really good.
All right.
It's like chicken.
No, it doesn't actually. It's not like chicken at all. It's really good.
It tastes like, have you had like deer? Is anything close to that?
It's not very much like venison, but what about, sort of a way that venison.
Have you ever had bison?
It's a lot closer to that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's what I immediately went to. I was like, if it's more like that, then maybe it's more like a bison, like a leaner type of meat, type of thing, low fat content.
Yeah.
If you are going to do stuff with it, you probably do want to add like fat from elsewhere.
Yeah.
From it's elsewhere, the Providence, in elsewhere, specifically.
Yeah. Yes, then it makes it sweet.
You hit some skooma?
Yeah, all the moon sugar.
Some moon sugar, and a little bit of moon sugar. Mix it up. All right, let's move on from mammoth. What's the next one on your list, Professor?
Well, I'm not going in order at all, but another cattle-like animal in the way it's treated, not at all in what it looks like, netch.
Oh, yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Netches have like jelly and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you put it on a sandwich.
Yeah. You spread it over your toast. I would
eat is it like SpongeBob where you can like milk them for jelly and put that on some toast and have a good time? Because if so, I'm down.
Maybe. Yeah. I was just thinking you turn it upside down like an eraser and just like rub
it. Here's the thing with netch jelly. You shouldn't eat it. It is a extremely potent paralysis poison, and realistically, it's probably going to get you high out of your mind, and you're not going to realize that you're dead.
Well, specific glands that have like the. Well, I guess that is the jelly. The jelly is produced from those glands.
Along the line, like blowfish. Well, you do.
Yeah,
you grab that wrong, then you're doomed.
It's like eating food wrong intentionally.
Yeah, I wonder if you can like reduce it down, and then like in small amounts, it's okay. Especially if it's like mixed in with other
things. Dilute it somehow.
Right, dilute it. I also wonder, like netch, they've got like tentacles and stuff. I wonder if you also, now we're back in calamari territory.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Mm.
What do jellyfish taste like?
In Pokemon, you can eat a Mr. Mime, but you're supposed to eat around the red dots because they're poisonous.
In some cultures, they do eat like a very poisonous and creatures, like especially sea creatures, but then you just avoid the poisonous parts. And it's one of those things where it's like, it has to be prepared by somebody who really knows what they're doing, but it can still be delicious. So I feel like this might be that kind of thing.
I think so there are cultures.
Like a sushi thing?
Yeah.
Like purposely microdose poisons. So like later in life, like they can actually ingest the poison and not die.
Wasn't there like a Roman emperor who did that? And then when they finally tried to poison them?
If you want to talk about stuff like that, look at the Chinese emperor who unified all of China for the first time and has the terracotta army. My man, Qin Shi Huang, he thought he'd become immortal if he ate mercury.
Yep.
He mysteriously died.
I wonder why he died. He probably also went insane.
No, he had like tablets that he would eat by like the fistful that were just mercury.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All right. So back to the netch. Anything else about netch?
Probably don't eat much of it. You won't do well. They aren't very they're lightweights with liquor. We know that for a fact.
Mm. Okay.
What about the tentacles though? Do you think that is like calamari? They're so thin.
The wretched netch, was that a reference to the wretched netch?
That's exactly what that was. Hey, thank you for catching it. I didn't want to
say I was like, I think I know what that is called too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be calamari. Like, I bet you could fry this up
calamari with like some jelly on top.
So it'll have like kind of a rubbery like texture to it.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably. Chat's like, oh, vegan listening to this episode must have a horrible time. Yes. I'm also not having a great time because I hate seafood, and this is like 80% seafood.
All right, well, let's move on. Professor, do you have something that's not seafood-like?
Oh, yeah, I have many that aren't seafood-like. I just want like people? Seafood because New England. I do have one that's much more people-like, actually.
I don't want... No, I'm avoiding seafood and people.
Okay, so...
That's a smart
let's
diet.
Let's go with a vegan option. I was thinking you can't really eat it because it's wood, but Spriggans. I want to use it for smoking like a barbecue.
That's a person.
Exactly.
It is people-like.
But it's not fleshy.
It's not fleshy.
It's not vegan.
It would be wood. Yeah, you would have to burn it and use it in your cooking in order to get a special smoked flavor that smells like sadness.
You will have a magical barbecue.
Technically, you could eat some bark.
Yeah, you boil crawfish and you smoke Spriggans live. That's just what you do.
Oh, they're live. So wait, you use the Spriggan, you light it on fire while it's alive underneath the pot with the dreg, who's also alive in the boiling water.
No, I mean, you use it as like a smoker for like your ribs that you get from like,
mammoth rig.
Yeah,
rig.
Use the wood chips to give it flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, people do like... Bacon. Exactly.
So when you kill a Spriggan, they do drop tap roots, which is typically a very thick, like fibrous root, kind of like a carrot, maybe.
But that's what I was thinking. Right?
What if it's like ginger?
Yeah. So you said
we grate it down.
You said ginger. This is the other thought is like, what if you know how sometimes you have soups and things, and they've got like a big stick of like cinnamon or a leek or something like that, and you're not supposed to eat that part, but because it's in the stew or the soup
flavor,
it adds to the flavor. So you could have like Spriggan bark or taproot.
Okay.
I'm glad you guys are seeing what I was putting down.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's gross, but I'm just trying to help you.
There are so many ways you could do this thing.
Well, that was exactly it. The way we keep discussing this, it's like we're finding a way to like eat these things whole, and it's like, okay, we're punch and cook a Spriggan, like that's fine, but like I mean, without getting overly morbid, but like since this is more of like a sentient plant, essentially, can't you like grind it up and use it as like seasoning and like
exactly
Spriggalantro exactly.
Grated ginger
with some Spriggan nutmeg. Yeah, I'm down for it.
There you go.
A sprig of an.
All right. So if it, which seasoning does it taste most like?
I want to say ginger because ginger kind of has like a unique taste for like a root, and these things are magical. You know, that's why I've been saying ginger. I think that's what it would probably be closer. You know.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
I wanted to say it tastes like Old Bay seasoning.
Old Bay.
I don't know. I want to say like a sweeter nutmeg for whatever reason, because like ginger, that's a root. Spriggans, they're more like tree-like rather than root-like. Yeah. So I'm thinking something that's more barky or like grows above the ground.
And it tastes like pain and loss.
More morning. Yeah.
All right. We're bumming Rob out. Let's move on to something that's very less people and less seafood like.
Okay. So we want less seafood, less people like. Cliff racer.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think anyone will have an argument with cooking one of those things, battering it, and frying it.
Yeah, no, we should
cook more of it. Stew.
It would be chicken.
Yeah. 100%. It would be chicken like. Yeah. But it'd probably be pretty good.
It tastes a little ashy too.
Or is it turkey like? It's a big bird.
Is it a dark or white meat?
I'm thinking it would be like dark meat.
Dark meat. I think it's like dark meat turkey. Thinking. It's like a big freaking turkey.
I think you put this thing in a soup with noodles.
Okay.
I do have something that's probably better, like closer to fried chicken on here.
Mm-hmm.
But that one will probably make Rob upset.
Or you cook it up and you put it and you mix it into your macaroni and cheese.
If they're harpies, Bayless, I swear to God.
No, it's not actually. It's not.
Do you think there'd be a difference between cliff racers and cliff striders?
I mean, maybe a little bit.
So here's my thought, because I wanted to confirm this before I threw it out there. But they have webbed wings as opposed to feathers.
So I would think on the light meat, dark meat thing, they might be more like a duck because they're going to probably be a little more oily because they've got that like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... Like, I feel like you got the reptilian side of the thing going, which would make me think less, like, more of a bird slash reptile hybrid than just a bird that we're kind of going toward. Yeah, so.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
So I still don't know what like that tastes duck like. Sauce. Though. The Dunmer would have Cliff Racer sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
There you go. All right. All right.
Well, all right. Do we want to? I think I can make Rob a little bit happy. I've got four that are definite not eats. I think we can all agree on these four.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
look. You guys can be sick animals all you want. I'm just going to call you off. That's all.
Because I think we could probably just do the not eats, and then Tom could do his ad break.
Sure. Sounds good. So what are the next four? We'll do the next four.
And then
we'll
take a break. Slowed. No interest in eating one of them.
What is it? Isn't that people though? I mean, they're terrible people.
They're people, but they're also people. Like giant slug.
They're giant fatty like, slug things. There's probably no meat behind the
sentient.
Fat.
Yeah, I feel like slowed would be. All good. I feel like slowed would be eating like raw oysters.
Yeah, they're probably not good.
It's the kind of thing that just slides into your mouth. You don't even chew it. It just whoop.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, down. Love that description. That's.
I was planning on bringing this up if no one else did, because like this could go one of two ways. They're fat. fatty meats generally end up tasting really
bones,
good,
but I don't think they have bones.
They are very rotund. And I almost feel like that could like render down pretty well and actually be delicious, or it could just be the worst thing you've ever put in your mouth.
That's what I'm assuming.
One of the two.
Chad's not liking it.
So since Slowed make their children into soap, I assume that it's probably just going to taste like soap.
It's like soap. Yeah,
very waxy. You know?
Oh, so like cilantro.
Cilantro.
Well, that's only if you have a certain genetic trait. Like that's only the one genetic trait.
I think most people have the genetic trait that when you see a Slowed, you do not think, yummy.
Yeah. You gotta wait till the slows are ripe before you eat them.
What if that is a genetic thing? What if in Tamriel you either think slowed is delicious or tastes like soap?
You either think cilantro tastes good or like cilantro slowed.
Is not made into soap. So it just happens to taste like soap to some people by happenstance.
Right.
This is literally made into soap. Yeah. So it's going to taste a lot like soap.
I have a buddy who works at a soap factory. I'll ask him if any of the ingredients are edible, and I'll get back to you guys.
Are any of the ingredients slow?
Lime? Generally not.
Let me send him a take. Well, we've got more not eats. Hagraven.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants to eat Hagraven.
That's a person.
That's still people.
Sort of, maybe.
I'm sure it's very gamey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they might not have the right to vote,
and I don't think they'll have a lot of meat. Honestly,
I agree.
So it's all
no fat to it. Really, like eating a vulture, like scrunny in game,
right? Yeah, like eating a vulture.
Doesn't seem good.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Lycanthropes. This one's too cannibalism for me. Even
well, here we have Hercene with us.
Oh yeah, as the Daedric Prince of the Hunt, I recommend.
Yeah, I mean that's on brand, but
that is on brand.
I would still imagine these are also very gamey.
No, I imagine that like I just don't think that they would probably it's less of like the taste thing, it's more of the moral thing. Like that there's no arguing that that could just literally be the same type of organism as you.
Well, wait, it's a moral thing, but you'll eat Argodian?
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not an Argonian.
but you could be a person who turns into
one of the people that says if it has a tail, it is for sale.
No, because no.
But okay,
so I'm saying I'm not an Argonian, but say I'm like a Nord or whatever. I'm not going to eat that werewolf because maybe that thing's a Nord under there.
Yeah, maybe that's your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly.
That means it'll taste a little more like mead.
Oh, good point. Maybe Nords are the tastiest.
What if the Nord becomes a were-crocodile? Where does that put it in the equation?
Well, then it starts tasting more like still, crocodile. Yeah.
The were-creatures isn't really like a thing.
Doesn't
of
taste
this
as
is just
good,
cannibalism.
But still great for boots.
I would probably eat a were-bear, honestly.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Okay,
right?
A bear, but not a were-bear.
No, a were-bear. Yeah, no.
A there-bear.
Fun fact, nice. If you although they are a werewolf that's been changed by the Ring of Hercene, they'll have like a metallic taste to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think I'll pass on that one.
All right. So, Professor, what do you have one more?
This one's just a very large classification. Daedra in general.
Just in general. Yeah, we've talked about, didn't we talk about Daedra and how, like, somebody's probably trying to eat a Daedra?
I mean, that sounds like something I would like, suggest us trying to eat a Daedra.
I feel
like
I just don't think it would go well because they are literally monsters from a different plane of existence.
Yeah, like you're definitely going to get
the flavors
sick.
Are out of this world. What can I say?
I think the parasites wouldn't cook off.
Yeah,
maybe.
So what they like regenerate or reincarnate or whatever, like reform. Is it their actual Does their actual body leave? Because that would just be disappointing to eat something.
Considering we have
Daedra
hearts as items, I think that they're, okay, it's still not.
Yeah, their body is destroyed, and then their soul or whatever their being, their essence, is rebodied in a new, like, baby form
that then grows back. A Daedra's corpse can remain on the mortal plane, but it's super, super rare. Most of the time, it just vanishes, and it'll leave something behind, but...
Right.
I think they would be happy if you, like, because they'll come back eventually. There's no way they're going to let you get away with eating them, right?
It's kind of like eating a lizard's tail. It's like, yeah, that I'm going to get one back anyways. Go ahead and have fun.
That's what I always think when I go hunt lizards for their tail meat.
So, well, not that you should eat lizard's tail, but it's like from the perspective of a lizard, it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, do whatever you want with that. I'm done with it.
Right. I'm done with it. But okay. So the thing I'm going to suggest here is you have the idea of what they form out of, which is that azure plasm, which there's lots of versions of that you can see in game, which again just looks like a really, really liquidy, like, jello. So I'm going to assume they just taste like that,
just like
thin blue jello, or not completely solidified blue jello, because that's really what azure plasm looks
fresh
like.
But if you let them age for a bit, then they'll start to taste more fleshy.
Let them ripen.
Weird.
Yeah, I love eating beef heart, so I'm curious on what a Daedra heart would be like.
I'm going to assume similar, but gamier.
Maybe.
And probably naturally very, like, not spicy in, like, a flavor way, but, like, it's
like it's always
all
warm.
The pain of the spice without the good, you know?
It's always just hot for some reason. Yeah. Some mysterious
reason. Like, only
reason.
Capsaicin, none of the good part.
None of the flavor.
None of the flavor. Yeah. It's only spice with no flavor.
I live in the South, so I love a good capsaicin meal.
No, I'm with you on spicy being good, but it's got to have flavor.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, hey, we got to go thank the patrons. We got to thank you guys and all the rest of the patrons. We got some reviews because the review thing's finally working again. And so be thinking. And Professor, do you have any others you want to go over still?
We've done 11 out of my 19.
Holy crap. Okay. So I think we're just going to hit the rest of these. And then if you have other ideas as we go, feel free to.
Well, two of them are very closely related. So it's not going to be too long, I don't think.
Got it.
A lot simpler going forward.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go thank our patrons. Here we go.
Big thank you to our sponsor for today's podcast, Call of Dragons. Call of Dragons is an original, immersive, and epic fantasy world taking place in the world known as Temeris. Team up with the elves, orcs, celestials, goblins, and countless other magical creatures to build your vast army. Dive into your own fantasy city with unique decor for each faction. Arrange your city as you see fit and build the unique fantasy metropolis of your dreams. Once you leave the safety of your own city, prepare for battle alongside your scary but friendly behemoth. Command your behemoth to aid you in battle. A variety of epic behemoths are scattered across Temeris. Powerful giant bears, venomous hydras, lightning-fast thunder orcs, and terrifying flame dragons. Work together with your alliance to defeat them and bring them under your command, then unleash them in battle. Oh, and please don't forget to name them. Train up your heroes with unique skills that can turn the tide of battle in an instant. Unleash powerful abilities to wipe out your opponents with a huge array of equipable magic artifacts, each with their own unique skills. Turn invisible, move at astounding speed, teleport, or heal your units in an instant. Equip your heroes with an artifact that suits their abilities and unleash artifact skills to dominate the battlefield. Call of Dragons has true 3D terrain that shapes the gameplay. Temeris is a land of mountains, rivers, valleys, tundra, and countless other features. Not only is it beautiful, it's also essential to use your terrain to your advantage. Build your city on a plateau to make yourself impervious to attack. Set up an ambush in a mountain valley to wipe out enemy forces, or occupy the high ground and cut all would-be invaders down to size.
And that's just scratching the surface. In Call of Dragons, combat isn't just a matter of numbers. With the right strategy, you can turn any situation to your advantage. All these features come together to create an incredible fantasy battle experience that allows you to wage war your way. So if you're ready to jump into the fantasy world of Tamaris, download Call of Dragons today on PC or mobile by using my link in the description.
This is Hamish Morak, Dragonborn, and you are educating yourself to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast.
All right, thank you to everybody who supports the show, including all of you and our newest patrons, Elliot T, Iron Fox, David C, and David O. Welcome to the Patreon. And we have to shout out our Daedric Princes, Blinding Vision, Hersine, Just a Little Bit of Chaos, Kira C, and Peter R. Thank you so much for your support as well. And if you are interested in supporting the show in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review like these two that I finally have access to because the website that I use is finally back up. And one that's been around for a while that I need to they've been waiting for me to read this. It's very long, so but I'll try to get through this as quick as we can. This is from Bean Dip in the United States, who writes, "By Azura, by Azura, by Azura, robots with zeros and Lotus the Revivin because you came back from the dead."
That's right. When I came back, I forgot I died for a while.
Yeah, that's, you know, we all forget when we die. Our excellent show hosts. I love listening to them in their other respective shows, Fallout Lorecast and Tales of Tamriel, while at work. I started listening when the Fallout show came out and got the itch to learn more and learn more lore and found this show in the process. As my Fallout itch turned into ESO itch, I found this podcast and have become even more hooked. Can't wait to continue learning more, especially as I dive into Gold Road as Elder Scrolls for Oblivion was my first Bethesda experience and my favorite game. Keep up the great work and thanks for all you do. 17 out of 5 stars. That's a very strange fraction.
I love it.
But there's a justification here. One for every Daedric Prince. We forgot about the 18th star. P.S. Spellcrafting would never make sense in a Skyrim zone as they never had it in the game, which is why Oblivion is better and more fitting for Gold Coast if the Gold Coast got spellcrafting. He's countering your suggestion that the Skyrim zone would make more sense.
That's fair.
Yeah, so
they did take it away from us in Skyrim.
That's true. So I don't know why Lotus keeps saying that the College of Winterhold would be the best spot for spellcrafting, as Skyrim doesn't have it. I mean, the mages have it. We just don't have it.
The mages have it. We lost the ability to have it in Skyrim.
Right. So thank you for leaving that, Bean Dip. And then we have one from Kudo Blue in the US who writes, "Great podcast for Meridia skeptical individuals and also me. Before listening to this podcast, I was a big Meridia fan because she gives me Dawnbreaker and I love her. Unfortunately, I can no longer trust her and solely follow DeBella. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. 5 stars.
That's awesome.
I love it. That's so good. Well, thank you to everybody taking time to do that. Feel free to leave another review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star review. We'll read it out on a future episode. Rate the show on Spotify. Share it with your friends. All of that stuff. Or head over to patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast and check out all the stuff you can get. And then you can even join us on future episodes with the rest of all of these crazy people talking about crazy things we would eat in Tamriel or whatever the topic is that you would like to suggest. So come join us there and... thanks for your support. All right, let's move on with the rest of the show.
You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, dear child of Sithis. That is why the Night Mother loves you.
All right, we're back. Professor, you said you got some more. What's the next one on your list?
All right, do we want to go back to weird or do we not want to talk about something that's actually sort of edible?
Let's start with more edible and then move into the weird.
Okay. So this is one that people actually eat in Skyrim, and there's even a recipe in the cookbook that's meant to replicate this. Horker.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody else going to think it tastes like anything other than pig?
If we're going by, according to the cookbook, which is called The Fishel, so it might be semi-close to it, the recipe calls for basically mixing ground beef with oyster to give it a sort of fishy taste.
Weird.
So it's kind of going to be like a slightly fishy red meat.
Okay. Yeah, my assumption is...
I wasn't thinking pig, actually. I was thinking
that's very interesting.
I don't like that.
I was going to guess beefy, like a beefy taste.
And definitely fatty, because... the horkers are going to be very fatty.
I think it's going to be tasty.
This is going to be really sad, so sorry. This is just going to bring things back down again, but I feel like it would probably taste like if you ate a seal.
Or a sea manatee.
Yeah. Baby seal. So.
Or a walrus.
Especially a baby seal.
But see, I don't even know what that... I don't know what that...
precious.
Porker fin soup.
Yeah. Seals are just so cute, so it's a shame that we have to eat them, but I feel like that would...
I mean, you don't have to eat seals.
No, I don't... I don't know, seal's more tragic.
Seal veal.
Don't do this, dude.
Don't make me cry on this podcast.
I like Mastelidae.
So I don't
my favorite classification of
morning
animal.
Adds flavor.
I don't know what seal tastes like, but when I look at a Horker, to my eyes, it is the pig of the sea. Right?
The sea. What a brand.
I feel like a manatee would taste sailor. Like a pig.
Okay,
but a walrus, I don't know.
Yeah, let's Google what walrus tastes like, because we have a real life equivalent of this animal. Oh, I got a response on whether or not soap ingredients are edible.
Uh-huh.
Technically, some are.
Mm.
That sounds on brand.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to ask for elaboration.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I would imagine some of them, the...
But you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I would imagine some of the, like, flowers that are used to, like, create a certain smell or something. Yeah, like
the binding
like
agents are probably edible, whereas, the, you know, things to... Like the antibacterial, Latin. Probably not great to consume.
All right. Well, let's move on from Horkers, because we only have so much time left. What's the next one on your list?
Walrus apparently tastes slightly like horse meat, but with a little bit of a fishy aftertaste, so I think that...
Oh, yeah, that seems like it'd probably be it.
Okay. That doesn't help me at all.
Right.
Well, horse meat tastes like leaner, less tasty beef, so yeah. All right. Another thing that is close to a real life thing, which is probably makes it edible, snow whales.
Snow whales.
You will get higher than the snow whales themselves probably fly, but it'll probably taste pretty good.
It'd be great with wasabi.
Wait, so wait, there's like hallucinogens in the whales? Is that?
I mean, the snow they give off is apparently is kind of close to a certain white powder like drug.
Oh,
well, isn't that like some old Kirkbright lord?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah.
But he also mentioned wasabi in some of his lore, so you know, we might be on something.
Because I do kind of remember the story that Nords would bite their shields after coating it with wasabi to keep from like falling asleep. From the snow whales, like powder.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
This is one of those Kirkbride things where like nothing contradicts it. So I'm going to say that there's a chance it could be real.
Sure. All right. Yeah. We'll go with snow whales.
All right.
I don't know what else they taste like, but okay.
I'd give it a shot.
Oh yeah. Easily.
All right. Another, mostly edible kind of thing. You guys are not going to like hearing this one because I know you adore this creature. Guar.
Guar.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Just guar. No.
Yeah.
Protect the guars. Already wants to.
All right. So is guar more chicken-like or is it more like gator-like?
I think they're more cow-like.
They're more cow-like?
What about bantam guars? They're basically just lizard chickens.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, they're not even technically guars. Some of them are very close. They're like the bantam guars are like a completely different species.
Well, sure, but I mean they gotta have some type of weird relation. Their faces look the same.
A normal guar would probably be like just a reptilian version of a cow. So maybe a little bit more lizardy, a little more chickeny, but
like just chicken
like
cow. Chicken cow.
Let's say in general it's turkey-esque.
Turkey cow.
I'm thinking turkey, but like a more beef-like texture.
So let's say, what if instead of turkey had light and dark meat, it had red meat? And that's what we're going to say the guar is like.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Hold on, this sounds like ostrich. So I've had ostrich, and it's a red meat. Oh. And that's probably...
No, I think Blinding's got it. I hate this. I hate all of this. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure Blinding's got that one. Yeah,
delicious.
I'm on a Lotus's page too. I don't like any of this because guars are precious.
Mm-hmm. Cult of the guar, but nonetheless, we don't eat them.
That's why
I had more of a problem with like eating people.
No, I made my stance.
Coward.
All right, let's move on from
like
Guar.
Cooking a bantam Guar would be like you'd get a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's very chicken-like.
I think they literally drop poultry in-game.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think the bantam Guar are the closest things to chicken outside of just chickens.
Literal chickens.
Right, yep. They're like the next thing that's closest to chicken.
All right, staying in Morrowind, Nyx. Nyx out.
Like
Nyx eat insects. Just no.
Bugs,
crickets.
No, people eat like insect and stuff. And apparently, it's not pretty good.
Well, like chocolate covered crickets are a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah.
Have you ever had, not a thing I'll ever bother with.
You ever had
with
ghost pepper mealworms? They're really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, right.
In Texas, we have a lot of candies with like bugs in them.
Scorpions. Yeah.
We have our little community pool and hot tub. We've got these little grasshoppers that come out, and so if like you're sitting in the hot tub, they'll come out and like they like crawl around and they get real close to kind of check you out, and then if you move they hop away, but they look like shrimp with longer legs. So the other day I said to my wife, I was like, do you think those taste like shrimp?
Because they're pretty big too, like a crustaceous like less like fishy almost. I don't know.
And mm-hmm. Probably just taste like the crickets, but dog sized.
I was gonna say, I gotta agree with Rob on this one. It sounds like they basically look like hideous ass crickets. So like
what's an ass cricket?
It's like one. I mean, have you seen them?
The fact that you've never experienced that means you've lived a good privileged life, Tom.
I guess I need to look up ass crickets. I bet that won't return anything weird on the internet.
I gotta say, sure, I don't think I'm gonna look that one up.
Don't look it up, please.
With
don't look
all
it up
of the safe searches all on right before you do that.
Oh my god.
Staying on the insects, who's excited to hear about the next one? Your favorite little guys from Underground in Skyrim. I want to eat a Charis.
A Charis.
Okay.
I bet they're meaty.
The flying hunters, because they are very slim.
The millipede looking ones.
Yeah, I want the ground ones.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they're very meaty. I bet they're juicier.
They have like a mushroom aftertaste.
When you look at their drops, they have like
I feel like they have a little inside.
Yeah, I bet they're juicier than you would want them to be.
Because I feel like there's poison involved.
Shit out of
I was gonna say, I feel like there's a lot of poison involved there.
Smoke it over the spriggan.
No, this is one you've got to boil the hell out of and hope that all the impurities like come up to the top and you can skim it out.
Oof.
You cook it just like you would for snake.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I mean this one. This
and
one's...
I'm going to hope that it turns into a nice, lovely, like, red color when it comes out of there. You know?
I'm thinking it's going to taste like roaches. I will hope to never find out what that tastes like.
Yeah. I hope it tastes like lobster because that's my favorite food.
I think I'm with Rob. I think this is more roach-like than lobster.
I know. Unfortunately, I think Rob is correct.
Let me cook.
Especially with the poison that was brought up by Professor, where it's like, really hope that's going to skim off to the top, because otherwise it's probably going to be like a one and done meal, as I'll just go in the grave.
Yeah. Well, one that might have less poison is, have you seen those giant piles of their eggs? Imagine if they're tasty. Imagine how much food you've got.
If the eggs are good. I think they're, there's definitely eggs are probably better to eat than some of the things that make the eggs. So
have you guys ever in Skyrim gone to the bottom of Frostflow Lighthouse and fought the giant Charis in there? Mm-hmm. Have you seen all the eggs?
Oh yeah.
Imagine if those things are tasty.
So many loopholes.
It is.
I always somebody's try to do the world a favor and destroy them all.
Yeah.
But what if they're tasty?
Well, they might be.
That's
good.
A no for me, dog.
You're like, no, absolutely not. No.
All of these so far, I'm like, I'm not a freak like you guys, apparently. I thought I was on you guys' level, but I'm not even close.
If you actually lived in Tamriel and were in dire need of sustenance, you would probably eat some of these things.
Yeah. Wait, I thought we all agreed that mammoth would be good.
Yeah. Mammoth cheese, totally on board with mammoth meat, maybe. I don't know.
I'm still here for mammoth vodka.
Okay.
I'm not.
I've got a couple left.
All right, Professor, what's the next one?
Frost Troll. This Frost is out of spite. Troll? I want to cook him and eat him.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
That's
I don't think I could. Yeah, that one's too.
I would try it, but I have a feeling I wouldn't really like it.
This is a spite meal. I'm eating it because I hate them. Same with me and venison. I hate them so much, I'm going to cook them and eat them.
Yeah, this sounds very personal.
Be horrible fat diseases from eating a monkey. I feel like it's going to be like that.
So my thing with Frost Trolls, I don't think that they will ever taste good.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Think they'll ever.
I think we're all
be good on their own, and I don't think it'll be easy to eat because they'll be very gamey and tough.
You don't
so we're gonna grind them up. We're gonna season them and make them into a burger.
If you don't want to eat them, just say you want to make them go extinct. That's all you need to say.
That's how I feel about
put them on this.
I mean, you can kill a monster without eating it.
Yeah,
but eating it is just like another level of disrespect.
Okay, all right. Well, you're eating it,
therapy for that.
While you're
just did with
just makes you weird.
Right. While you're eating it, I'm just gonna like teabag the corpse.
Okay, but what if
one of us will have a better flavor in their mouth?
It's not bad.
Raising. Okay.
All right, let's move on from Frostro. How many do you have? Like what? Two more.
I have one.
One more. All right, last one. That's good because we're kind of
this one will really upset Rob.
Oh no.
I'm not surprised.
How much do you guys know about Tobal the Pilot?
Oh, God.
Oh, not are the you bird gonna, people.
The bird people.
The bird people that might not exist. I want... Oh, my God.
So the first chance of you encountering them, you're like...
Is that like eating an Ormolon? It's like a sin in front of God.
I don't know anything about them, but the chance that they might just be giant chickens, that just means so much fried chicken, dude.
I think we just solved the hole in the lore. The reason why they disappeared is because they were so delicious.
Oh my God.
I can see the aliens.
People just kept eating them.
Yeah.
The aliens ate them all, and then they kept their little beads and feathers as their iconography.
Yep.
That's what they ate
when they were making their flesh cartons.
It's probably like the whole thing with like in the modern United States, people still like make a whole event out of like eating like the same stuff that like the Massachusetts pilgrims and stuff had in the first Thanksgiving. It's probably like a cultural thing now that these creatures got us to survive our first years here, so we ate them, and now they're our culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
But I'm just saying that as a cope solution. So I can make an excuse that I want to eat them.
Yeah, and they also taste like chicken.
I want to eat it. I don't know what they look like. I don't know anything about them, but they are birds and they're probably tasty.
What if they are just bird-like? What if they're just like humans who just have really long noses and so they call them beaks?
Because I want to find one and eat one.
Oh no! All right,
I'm being honest,
all
right, man.
I want to
put one in batter and throw it in boiling oil.
I feel like this has been therapy for Professor Baylius.
Yeah, if you don't know him already after this episode, then
Yeah, you're going to want a like 6-foot pole to make sure he's always got a distance between you.
This is why people avoid
you. He might try to cook you.
All right. Well, we are getting to the end of the episode. Professor, thank you for this wonderful list. I'm sure you've freaked some people out.
I don't want to go into the really weird ones.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure you worked through some things this episode.
Yeah.
Oh no, a lot of them got worse.
And you've helped a lot of our listeners understand what things they truly believe.
And this was Bayless showing restraint and not putting the even worse ones on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't ask my opinions on the different first docs.
Oh boy. All right. Yeah, no, we're not eating Khajiit. Cool. All right. So thank you everybody for joining us. Thanks for being here.
I have one more meal I would like to propose.
All right. Hairstein's got one. What is it?
All right. I'm honestly a little surprised it didn't come up, but it's a famous recipe from Oblivion. I want to know if everybody would consider eating rat's ragu with powdered deer penis.
Oh,
I'd give it a shot.
No,
I'd give it a whirl. Wait, what do they season it
with? Do I get to have it with 3 penis wine?
Sure. Yes.
Worst case scenario, it's bad, so I'll try it.
Yeah. No, what will they season it with?
Well, it's cooked by an Argonian, as far as I know. So whatever he serves it with.
Mm. I would rather have whatever ends up being made for the Dragonborn mission when you're trying to sneak into the Emperor assassination and you're trying to the gourmet.
Yeah.
You put like a gold coin in a giant's toe. I'd rather eat that instead.
Yeah,
we know that. Actually, no, and I think I'd get along well with Dunmer because they eat a lot of the weird stuff that I was probably saying just now.
Yeah,
you just reminded me of like Neloth and his Canis root tea because they put the other poison root.
You just realized that you are actually a Dunmer, I think.
Oh God,
that's why you would enjoy eating Argonian. Oh no,
I mean, yeah. Well, to be fair, the Reachmen eat something way worse than I ever would. Just so you guys don't think I'm that bad. They make no. Maybe some of them. but that's not what I was referring to. They have a soup that's literally just a whole bird. Feet, beak, feathers, and all.
The whole bird.
They eat it.
A bird, a whole one.
Let me find my source on this. I don't want to sound too crazy.
All right, you look it up.
That makes sense as a stew.
Yeah, yeah, you go ahead and look it up, and we're going to do our goodbyes because we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for putting that list together.
I'm so sorry.
That was disturbing and also delicious at the same time, which is super weird. But thank you for doing that. Let's go through in order the people on my screen. I'll start with Blinding Vision. Blinding, is there anything you want to share with everyone before we head out? Anything you got going on? Uh-oh, I see, is a prop coming? I see some looking around. There's a...
Sorry, my mic was muted. I was trying to bring up one more thing. Is the moon sugar. Like, anything with moon sugar would be cool to at least try once, right?
Yeah.
But, I've been doing... what's it called? Black Rose Prison on Thursdays. But we're taking a break this week, going to the team's wedding, and I got them a...
that's so cool.
A scroll of Mara.
Mara, yeah.
And a couple of amulets of Mara. I thought that was just a neat thing to show. Those came out
really good, at least from the video version that I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I hope they know what Elder Scrolls is.
Oh, no, we met over... Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Here's a gift. You have no idea the context.
We met at the gym. Here's an Elder Scrolls thing.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I hope you guys have a fun time with that. That's really cool.
Hopefully.
All right. Anything else? Nothing else? You good? Well, thanks, Blinding. Thanks for joining us. All right, here's Scene. Anything you want to share?
Honestly, not much going on right now. I'm slowly prepping for the Good Springs event in November. I'm super excited for that one. Outside of that, I'm not really doing anything with Instagram. I'm just starting Gold Road on Elder Scrolls Online. Uh-huh. So I'm really behind on that one.
That's all right.
But if y'all want to follow me for any reason, I'm Hersing, but the I's are replaced with L's on Instagram and on Elder Scrolls Online. And honestly, that's really about it.
Well, cool. Thanks for joining us, Hurler Clern.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
I like the pronunciation.
Yeah, that's because the L's. Now that I see the L's there, I'm going to have to call you that from now on. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Congratulations, you can read Daedric.
Oh, that's how that works. Cool, man. All right, and then we've got Ben of Temeria. You got shows to talk about.
I do too much. You can find, I'm a host of plethora of podcasts. I host the Holocron History, Star Wars Canon versus Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, the Witcher Lorecast, and now the newly added Gundam Lorecast. Yeah, I do
lots of stuff.
And I am also now a part-time voice actor, so you can find me hopefully doing more voiceover stuff, hopefully in the future.
Nice.
So that's fun stuff.
Very cool. Well, thanks for joining us again. Yeah, go check out Ben's podcast. AK Spartan, you're up. What do you got going on?
Yeah, I am. So I am one of the two hosts of the Elden Archives, which is the Elden Ring lorecast or the FromSoft lorecast on the network with the Rocket Club. So I do that. We put out episodes every Sunday. That's kind of the only podcast thing on like that front I'm doing right now. I've been playing, seemingly like everybody else in the world, I guess. I've been playing Black Myth Wukong, and that's been super fun. Mm-hmm. So I haven't actually been playing Elden Ring lately because that's kind of got my attention. But that's podcast wise, that's what I'm doing so far, and that's where everybody can find me.
Awesome. Yeah, go check out that show as well. All this stuff's on robotsradio.net if you need to find links for it. Thanks for joining us. Professor, thank you for putting the list together. This has been super fun.
The star of the show. I do have a legitimate announcement.
Yeah, sure.
Starting on Tuesday of the week immediately following this podcast coming out, I'm going to be doing streaming as a VTuber for Elder Scrolls lore content. That's going to be the whole thing. If you want your Elder Scrolls content, your lore stuff done in the format of a character in the universe telling you about all this stuff as if it was a professor giving a lecture, drop a follow on Twitch at Professor_BAELUS. once again, starting on Tuesday of the week immediately following this coming up. Also, a week after this actually goes live, it's my birthday, so do me a favor and give me a present of a follow. And then yeah, come to the stream and then give me all of your money.
Awesome. And give you all the, well, that's, you're not asking for a whole lot, so that's very, very nice of you.
I'm half joking.
Well, if you
thank you again.
If you want to enjoy lore VTubers that eat Argonians, go check out his stuff.
Not yet. I haven't done it yet.
Well, when it happens. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And then,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. And then Falcon, you got a chance to chime in. I know you're trying to do this while you're at work.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry, I couldn't be active this month. It was nice to, I guess, hang around and listen.
Yeah, you got a few words in, and you know, it's better to be able to join than not. So I'm glad you're able to make it work.
Yeah, same as always. I talk in the Discord, but outside of that, I'm not really active on online.
Cool. Well, people can find you Falcon with the box on.
Yep, Falcon's box on.
Pretty easy. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. And then Rob the Princess, you're wrapping it up before we go to Lotus, I guess. So sort of howdy. Wrapping it up.
howdy. Yeah. Thanks for having me as always. Rob the Princess on Twitter. I've been getting more into Magic the Gathering, so I've just been following a lot more Magic stuff, but I'm still posting about Elder Scrolls when I post, but I don't post much, so don't follow me if you don't really care to. I guess it doesn't really matter. Skyblivion Project, all that. I am an officer on the PCNA guild for Robots's guild on ESO, so come join the guild and we'll happily take you under our wings, and I think that's it.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us. It's good to see you again.
Yeah,
dude. And then Lotus,
time to wrap it up. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of if you need to find me. I'm just Lotus of Doom wherever. My stuff is we're hoping to record an episode of Tales this weekend, but what with me having a daughter incoming pretty much any day, my schedule is very
I don't know that you've said that on this show yet.
Oh, did I not even say that on this show? I don't know. I've lost all concept of time and space.
Yeah, this is the first announcement. This is something that you told me a while ago, but we haven't discussed it. So congratulations. Say, that's so exciting.
Congrats, man.
Thanks. So we like kind of mentioned it. I mentioned it a while ago on Twitter, and it's just kind of like there's a lot of preparation as she will be my first child. So we're trying to get everything organized and stuff. So that's why I'm a little more spacey with some of the stuff and keeping track of things. But
that doesn't end for the next 20 years.
Yeah. I always recommend going to like a park, getting some practice children first.
Oh, just
pick them up.
You know, that doesn't sound illegal at all. But so hopefully we'll be able to record Tales this weekend. But the other thing I wanted to shout out, I was actually going to do it on this show and the other show because I didn't want them to feel like they were lost in the shuffle here. But we've managed to get everybody in the PlayStation Lorecasters Guild that has applied, except for one person. And I know they listen to Tales of Tamriel, but I think they listen to both shows. So I just am going to give a shout out to them via this. I can't find you on the Discord or PlayStation. You have the same name on both. So for Mason Alcantara, just like shoot me a message so I can invite
send
you.
Send a DM. Yeah.
I think it's just the privacy settings, maybe, but I can't search you. So I've tried to give you an invite. I totally know it's there. Be happy to get you in the guild. I just haven't been able to. So,
all right.
But that's it.
Cool, man. Well, big congrats on that. And
thank you. I feel like I don't remember whether I even announced those on the show. It's so totally if I'm fine. A little missing in action from time to time on shows, that'll be why.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, good luck with all of that, of course.
Thank you.
And go check out Tales of Tamriel. And thank you for tuning in, everybody. Thank you for being here. All of our patrons, everybody who supports the show and keeps it going. Lotus and I very much appreciate you. Oh, yeah. yeah, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll be back. Lotus will be back. We'll be back next week together and doing some more lore content. We've been going through different locations, so we'll probably continue that for a little while. And Hersine is reminding me to hit up the random page.
I love it. I had it prepped, and I didn't even need to say anything because I forgot we had the Lord of the Hunt himself.
Yes, here. He is here. He is here. So let me pull it up real quick. And while I do this, go to robotsradio.net, find all these other podcasts that were mentioned, my other shows, a bunch of other awesome content. You can go check it out. So I hit the button. This is another person. This is another character. This is Dazir. Dazir is a Khajiit merchant who travels between the Skingrad vineyards, and he walks on the road heading north of that. It's like the little edit that has been updated on the UESP. He's followed by a lynx cub called Sweet Paws. He's a merchant. He's a Khajiit. He's friendly. He's male. And then there's a little bit of his dialogue, which says, of all the places this one has been, Skingrad, I should do it in my Khajiit voice. Of all the places this one has been, Skingrad is the most appealing. Imperials are quite friendly when they aren't invading lands that do not belong to them. And then he says a few other things too, and it kind of goes on from there. But there you go. That's Dazir. That's our random page for the week. We didn't get anything weird. We just got like a person.
Would you eat sweet?
No, and I actually
think he tastes sweet.
Would I eat sweet paws? Obviously. Well, sweet paws is sweet. Like? Sweet paws does not have a page, which means there's an opportunity if you'd like to join the UESP and create a page for sweet paws. You can probably describe and put pictures on there, but then also explain how sweet paws tastes.
I need to know.
It's, I mean, you could define it. You could define it on the wiki. You could be the person who sets it up. So there you go. That's a wonderful way to wrap up this episode. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next week. And until then, try out some delicacies. You might be surprised by the way things taste. All right. See you next time. Bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.